that can affect not only Alzheimer's risk, but all brain diseases, the risk for all brain diseases. So absolutely, it's not a matter of blame. It's a matter of knowing what can affect your brain, just like knowing what can affect your heart risk or what can affect your cancer risk. For brain, it's even more so a matter of lifestyle implementation that will make the biggest difference.
Is there a relationship between medications and Alzheimer's, especially in light of some of the recent studies in drugs such as cholesterol-lowering drugs, diabetes drugs, and gastrointestinal drugs?
Yeah. So there is, you're absolutely right. There's some evidence that some of these drugs may have a fairly good, strong correlation with the disease, meaning that people who have taken these drugs for a long time, there is evidence, potentially not causative, but the relationship, strong relationship, that they have a higher risk for Alzheimer's. What we say is we're not against medicine. So just because we talk about lifestyle, it would be ridiculous for us to say medicines don't work. If somebody has high blood pressure, blood pressure is in their 160 or above, or for them not to take medicine, it's their risk of stroke, their risk of dementia goes very high. Same thing with other cholesterol lowering drugs. But lifestyle is something that should be instituted and slowly over time taking over, so the need for medication becomes unnecessary. It's a transition, and sustainable method of maintaining brain health is lifestyle. Medicine is temporary for most of us, and there is no medicine without side effects. Absolutely no medicine.
And just kind of on a curious side note, when I was younger, people would say, don't use deodorants with aluminums and certain things like that. Is that still something that we have to be conscious of?
I think the data is not very strong for those kind of issues. The problem has been that we've been focusing on one element and one mineral and one vitamin, and essentially kind of, playing that blame game about identifying one item causing the disease. What we have experienced in our research and in our clinic is that Alzheimer's disease, and generally speaking, diseases of the brain, especially cognition, is a very complex disease that actually happens through different routes. So it can be bad food, lack of exercise, bad sleep, it can be stress, it can be a lifetime of unmanaged vascular risk factors, so high blood pressure, diabetes, so on and so forth. So it's a very complex disease.
And the beauty of our book, we think, is that it gives you a personalized approach to this disease, figuring out what your risks are and addressing it specifically in a way that can be implemented in your life. We saw this in our communities. We saw this in the communities that were devastated. It was always lifestyle, but different paths. That's why it's because of that we give 100% of the profits back into the communities, because this disease is absolutely devastating every single community and pretty much every family in one way or another.
Here at KABU, we try to practice gender equity. Is there a difference in Alzheimer's between men and women and non-binary people and the prevalence of the disease?
There sure is. Women are at a higher risk of Alzheimer's disease. So after the age of 65, 1 in 11 women are at a risk of...
Men.
1 in 11 men are at a risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, as opposed to women who are 1 in 6. And two-thirds of people with Alzheimer's disease currently in the U.S. are actually women. And most of the supporters and the caregivers of patients with Alzheimer's disease are women, too. So, in many ways, Alzheimer's is a disease that is affecting women way more than men. The biological differences have been studied, but we don't have a definite answer as of yet. But we do know that it affects the brain of women completely in a different way than it does men.
What's interesting is that families, if a husband or a wife has dementia, the partner has a 600% greater risk than the general population to get the disease. Obviously, that's not genetics. Obviously, that's shared risks. Shared food for 20, 30, 40 years, shared stress, shared exercise pattern, shared mental activity. So the family related component is critical, and the stress on women especially is critical.
That makes me wonder, is there a difference between people with partners and single people?
To this point, we haven't seen that difference, that delineation. But there is the evidence that people who are alone, concept of loneliness puts you at a greater risk for Alzheimer's and dementia in general. So that's one component that has been associated. Not necessarily people who are, you know, married or not married, anything of that nature. So it's partners that the people that have that are alone that are affected mostly.
And we've been hearing about head trauma and dementia. Can any head trauma cause dementia?
Yes, head trauma has been associated with higher risk of Alzheimer's disease, and it's been studied in multiple populations. And it's actually the type of head trauma, whether it's associated with concussion and loss of consciousness, and even if not, you know, smaller,
repetitive,
consistent and repetitive head injuries, such as in soccer players and in football players, seems to increase the risk of Alzheimer's disease. A couple of months ago, a paper came out showing that, you know, football players had chronic traumatic encephalopathy and a much higher risk for developing cognitive impairment later on in life. So this is something that is being studied right now.
Okay, we're going to have to wrap up real quickly. The book is The Alzheimer's Solution by Dean and Ayesha Sherzai, and it looks like a fabulous read. I'm looking forward to it myself. We've got to get to your main point. I can't even talk about Mindful Mac and Cheese, your recipe, which really attracts me, or your excellent series on meditation and about exercise and how to prepare for exercise. The main point of your book is that there's a lifestyle issue here. Talk about that briefly, less than a minute.
Yeah, it's a message of hope. Again, I repeat this. It's the fact that we can have influence over the most important organ in our body, the brain, and not just to avoid Alzheimer's, but to maintain vibrant, active minds well into our 80s and 90s and beyond through a lifestyle process, personalized lifestyle process, and that message has been there. Doctors have not been able to transmit it to the population well enough, and that's what this book does.
That's an important point, and your book is an important book. And I would say to our listeners, if you want to keep your brain active, come down to KABU and volunteer to work in the news department.
We agree.
Dean and Ayesha Sherzai, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6:06. Coming up next, Rose City Native Radio.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by the Roxy, located at 1121 Southwest Stark Street in Portland. Breakfast is served any time at this 24-hour diner. Lunch was provided by Stupid Burger, located at 3441 North Vancouver Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97227. Gourmet burgers, hot dogs, and fried fare from a yellow trailer. Dinner was provided by Tamale Boy Restaurant, Truck, and Catering with three locations in Portland. Go to tamaleboy.com for more info. For more information on how you can support KABU, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Dear KABU members, this is an announcement that the KABU Board of Directors meeting for September has changed location. The KABU Board of Directors will be meeting next on Monday, September 25th at 6 p.m. at Cider Riot, located 807 Northeast Cooch in Portland. Go to kboo.fm for more information.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell an Indian first then?
Hello out there, KABU listeners. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Malmstrom. And always joining me in the studio is Nick Yellowhorse, who will be on soon. You'll hear his lovely voice. How you doing out there? We finally got some rain. Yes. Love some rain. Not too much rain, though. Just saying, guys. But enjoying the sun now, but happy that I can breathe again. I hope you all are too. We've got a great show for you today and got some fabulous things for this beautiful membership drive. So starting off the show, we're going to start it off with DJ Shub, Pow Wow Carnival, here on Rose City Native Radio, KBOO Portland.
protest this whole mess. We go east, we go west. Police protect those corporate connects. Canadian corporals blatantly control for the state's economical debts. Let the rubber bullets spray, others getting pepper sprayed. Eagle feather getting waved. Dogs tethered to the chains, never sever up my veins. The river on the plains. You bring the fire, we bring the breeze. Just like Goki, the elite thugs who smoke you, put a rubber bullet to your chest. These peaceful protesters, praise from ancestors. We blessed universal law, bring the justice. Yes, can't cut this, judge this. Just truth when I bust this. One up my bucket, let's tuck this and cause a ruckus.
I feel the changes, I feel the changes. I feel the changes, I feel the changes. I feel the changes, I feel the changes.
The treaty story, of course, begins before there was a United States, because it was nation to nation amongst the Native nations and the European nations.
The story's told with lies, lies, lies.
The treaty signed.
The founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
They were unilateral agreements between two sovereigns, meaning that it was indigenous people here and the U.S. government, and it was equal. We still retain that. The other way that it's supported and retained, even though the U.S. government refuses sometimes to recognize that, and maybe these younger people that are listening to this can change this, because this is about healing. It's about forgiving. Do you know what the sixth article of the U.S. Constitution is? That treaties are the supreme law of the land. It actually says that in the U.S. Constitution. Treaties are the supreme law of the land.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. I had a name, but never mind.
Now, it turns out that the problem with treaties begins not on the native side, but like many problems, begins on the western side.
The U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes.
Most of the non-native people think of Indian treaties as Indian treaties. They don't think of them as their treaties. And these are everyone's treaties. These are the United States and the Native Nations, and we all have rights and we all have responsibilities. The United States gained a territory over which to govern through treaties. If you don't know treaty, and I'm not talking about treaty law, but if you don't know treaties, you just don't know American history.
But never mind. The treaty signed. The treaty signed.
Why is it important that the American people understand this? I mean, most people study a little bit about Native American history and maybe in school, but then it for many, I think it disappears from our daily news diet. So why was this important, and specifically the treaty? Why look at the treaty?
We felt the United States, we felt the people needed a civics lesson and a reminder that the Constitution doesn't just refer to the federal government and the state governments. It also refers to the Indian tribes.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed.
Healing. This is about healing. Healing.
Founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
But never mind.
Woo! All right, so that was Frank Wallen with Treaties. Before that, Heaves the Earth Child with Rubber Bullets. And before that, DJ Shub with Pow Wow Carnival. So, joining me in the studio, as always, is Nick Yellowhorse. How you doing, Nick?
Hey there. How's it going?
Good, good.
It is a beautiful, finally Portland type of week that I enjoy. And I'm so happy that it is raining. Hopefully those fires go down a little bit and everybody is nicer now that smoke is clearing.
Yeah.
I am very happy for that.
Me too. It makes us feel thankful for the things we have, like community radio.
Exactly like community radio.
So, we got some good stuff for you folks. So, I want to talk a little bit about a photo exhibit that we have right now in the station. So, it is called For Those Yet to Come, Water is Life. And it's a photo exhibit by local activist Christopher Francisco. And so these are black and white film pictures taken at Standing Rock throughout the movement, depicting the struggle and the militarized response. Christopher Francisco was there when the military forcefully removed everybody at the camp. He went down doing live stream.
He was
arrested
here
on live stream.
We've had him in the studio a couple of times as well. Mm-hmm. And he's come in and talked about everything that had happened in Standing Rock. And correct me if I'm wrong, but his stream was where that one photo came out that went viral of the one water protector and the police person with being very aggressive to him, and
National Guardsman pointing a gun in his face while he's smudged.
There you go.
Christopher was live streaming that. I know Unicorn Riot got another angle, but Christopher was facing head on. Anyway, so if you're interested in checking out this beautiful photo exhibit we have at KBOO, you can come to KBOO at Southeast 8th Avenue and check out the exhibit. And while we're on that topic, if you donate $60 or more during this show, so from 6 to 7, you can get a print of one of these photos. There are four different images to pick from, and the prints are about 15 inches by 9 inches. So if you want to see what those look like, go to facebook.com/RoseCityNativeRadio. We have posted some photos of what those look like and a little bit of information about the artist himself. And also Charles Oberbeck of Eberhardt Press made these prints. And his business is located at 636 Southeast 11th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. And you can reach him at charles@eberhardtpress.org or 503-347-1048. Shout out to Charles for helping make this beautiful art exhibit come true. And again, you can own a piece of this art exhibit for your donation of $60 or more if you call 877-500-5266. And we have a whole bunch of other stuff going on right now. Right, Nick? We have other things. What kind of things do we have for them?
We have becoming a member now, and you'll be entered to win a prize.
Ooh.
Today's drawing fulfills your medical and recreational cannabis needs. You'll win a $200 gift certificate from Jane PDX in Portland. We're offering a new prize every day of the drive. Call 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win, or go to kboo.fm for rules and restrictions.
So, again, give us a call at 877-500-5266, and with your gift of $60 or more, you can get an amazing print of from this art show from Standing Rock. And also, we will announce your name on air and play you this little honor song.
Honor song! Hook-a!
So we'd like to play that for you. We're going to save it, though, for when you call, so we can say your name and play it for everybody to hear that you were on the radio, in a way. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. And back to the show. So, coming up next, this is Dio Gandhi with Indigenous Lyricist here on Rose City Native Radio.
This goes out to the Haudenosaunee, otherwise known as the Iroquois. Those that don't.
Bit, but where I come from, I'm talking back home, the Iroquois nations. Land claims placed us on reservations, tried to erase us, confining our spaces. Too much hating, self-medicating, and sedating. Yeah, I'm mad at the white man. Y'all are walking on stolen land. Your forefathers are known to me as slaughterers, and fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, and daughters. Your heroes are known to me as villains, responsible for genocide and mass killing. That's why I put up a middle finger on my hammer. Throw up the peace for the Wolf and Deer Clan. I ain't a Navajo, Blackfoot, a crow. I rep the Iroquois nations for the next seven generations. I ain't a Navajo or a Seminole. I rep the Iroquois nations. I'm the Indian rap sensation. Indigenous, indigenous lyricist.
Come on.
Indigenous, indigenous, indigenous lyricist.
Come on.
Indigenous, indigenous, indigenous lyricist.
Come on.
Indigenous, indigenous, indigenous lyricist. I'm a tilted and hairy, your new favorite strain. Not waiting on salvation, I don't fear any pain. Elevated, not sedated, no flight to my plane. Constantly contemplative, I fight for indigenous gain. It ain't a comeback, I ain't no pioneer. My native roots go back thousands of years, but I've been on Brooklyn stoops for over 20 years, and I still wanna clap back for the trail of tears. Don't mistake my lack to instigate it for fear. I'm here to loot the narrative, abolish stricken barren. I'm here not meant to prove to you, we're looking back and staring. My ancestors, I made it through a genocide and famine. So please respect my need to grieve and chill with all the chlaring. Indigenous, indigenous, indigenous lyricist. Indigenous, indigenous, indigenous lyricist. I ain't a Navajo, Blackfoot, a crow. I rep the Iroquois nations for the next seven generations.
Tell them.
I ain't a Navajo or a Seminole. I rep the Iroquois nations. I'm the Indian rap sensation.
Soul shadow. Sacred black earth painted red blood red painted my brown blood. Take it down, all of your white fangs. Cross paths, twisted arms. Y'all trying to erase our lives, but we got this down. Y'all dripping out here and it ain't gon' last. Y'all slipping out here and we calling you out. Y'all slipping out here and we calling you out. Even as the water was scarce, even as the mountains were burned,
all my indigenous
Seminoles, Blackfoot, Crow.
John Vickers.
What about John Wayne?
Johnny,
man, he was about the toughest cowboy of them all, innit?
Johnny,
you know in all those movies you never saw John Wayne's teeth?
Johnny's teeth.
Not once. I think there's something wrong when you don't see a guy's teeth.
Johnny's teeth, Johnny's teeth. They took all the land and they want it for free. We barely eating or having a feast. It's my turn to speak, I'm unleashing the beast. I'm the man of the hour, the mic in me proud. They're shutting us down, I'm coming back louder. I'm sick of your lies, you fucking coward. You wanna talk power? Let's talk about ours. We voted you in and we made you the man. This ain't a brand, it's Indian land. Take a look at who you represent and off your corporate presidents. Give up the prime, you're a minister. As a matter of fact, you're a visitor. I'm known to snap and overreact. I flip from the back like prisoners. You're driven by greed. Lock your doors, get rid of your keys. Hide your kids, get off the grid. Johnny's home and he's trying to get in. He's settled in, he's living off credit. You think we don't know, man, we get it. Johnny boy, I see you walking out the dentist. Now Johnny's grills,
Johnny's grills.
They made of gold, no stainless steel. With a house in the hills like Uncle Phil. And we stuck in the red, so no frills. Can't afford the bills, that's too real. Stick a knife in your back and it's how it feels. Life's too short for cheap thrills. He the man in the suit and he's dressed to kill. He's out for blood,
Dracula.
Black blood, they extracting it. I'm talking about the blood from my neighbors, man. You ruined the land with black sand.
Look at the land, man, you've heard it enough. You're killing no people, you're fucking them up.
Oil money ain't distracting us. I'm done with you throwing that cash at us. No pipeline,
no problem.
No tankers,
no problem.
Off Cambridge, off Kinder Morgan. No means no, you know the motto. Pipe through a land, man, you wish. A little bit of paper ain't worth the risk. All I need is clean water and fish. No means no, what the fuck did you miss?
Did you miss?
Our rivers are this nation's veins. If the pipeline ever come away, I pray to God that they never break. Cause then the real savages come out and play. Johnny's teeth, Johnny's teeth. They took all the land and they want it for free. They took all the land and they want it for free. They took all the land and they want it for free. So take a bow for Pete's sake. Are they crooked? Are they straight? For all we know, there's nothing there. Goodness great. Look at Johnny's teeth, Johnny's teeth, Johnny's teeth. They took all the land and they want it for free. They took all the land and they want it for free. They took all the land and they want it for free. So take a bow for Pete's sake. We know the drill, you're a freaking snake. Like a grill, we know you're fake. Goodness great. Look at Johnny's teeth.
Johnny, Johnny, Johnny's teeth.
Johnny, Johnny, Johnny's teeth.
No justice, no peace.
Justice, no peace.
Johnny, Johnny, Johnny's teeth.
Johnny, Johnny, Johnny's teeth.
No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace. Peace.
I don't know more.
I don't know more.
This for the fam that came before us. What is freedom? I don't know no more. That's this shit that made me sick to the core. Government don't give a fuck about us. They keep us at the bottom of the mud. They take our land and tell us to be happy with the piece of land that they gave us. Ish. We're all equal. We bleed the same. Freedom was before Columbus came. And I ain't trying to play that blame game. But try to tell lies to the ancestor that's in my veins. Cause women lie, men lie about the lives that quickly died from every tribe. But we still survived. You can never take my pride. Cause I reside from the side that suffered from that genocide. I don't know more, we bulletproof. If you want the truth, come see the source. Can't drink tap water cause the man trying to see how much oil he can export. Try to make another treaty just to get his foot in the door. With fake apologies, believe me, I stand with I don't know more. The trees, the water and land, all of the beings that need our abilities to stop the machines that's trying to leave marks on our beautiful queen mother earth. They abuse her like they did to us. What good is it worth? So here we stand to fight for our land for better or worse. Till we're the last breathing. Man, we've been surviving every season. And best believe that we ain't never leaving. They call us First Nations for a reason.
That was Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Johnny's Teeth. And before that, Dio Gandhi with Indigenous Lyricist. Joining me in the studio, DJ Yellow Horse, Nick Yellow Horse. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing amazing. Great. I love when we get to play Snotty Nose Rez Kids because KBOO is the only place I'd ever hear it. Because not only because they're pretty not well known, but the fact that they're native on top of that, I don't believe any other radio station here in Portland would ever even consider something like that. And to play it, and it's great because those people deserve recognition. Mm-hmm. And it is because KBOO is allowing us to show you Portland, everyone out there that is listening right now, to hear this type of music that is not mainstream, not well known, indigenous, and by small time musicians. And right now, KBOO is currently having our membership drive, and I highly suggest you help donate and contribute to KBOO, because with your contributions, we get to continue on doing this. I've personally been here for only 2 years, barely, and it has been an amazing opportunity, and that is because of contributions and members that help support KBOO. Mm-hmm. And you can become a member as well by dialing 877-500-5266, and somebody would be gladly to help you out, get you through the process, and support Indigenous radio.
Somebody like Delphine Crescenzo. Delphine.
Oh. Yes, absolutely, Nick and Jackie. Thank you both for your commitment to KBOO Community Radio and for all that you do, putting your time every week to bring us this amazing music of Indigenous independent artists. So thank you both for your contribution to the community. 877-500-5266 is the number to call for you to make your contribution to your community radio station. If you're thankful for Jack and for Nick and for the amazing music and conversations that they bring to you on a weekly basis. And tonight it's only 1 hour of Indigenous programming, but next week will be two, because we also have the Indigenous Power Hour. So this is, again, like Nick so amazingly said, this is the one place probably in Portland where you hear that kind of music, and where you have community members come to you with what matters to them, the music that matters, the artist that matters, the conversations that matters. That's why you support KBOO. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. You could also go online to kboo.fm to donate there. And also, maybe you have an app on your mobile, and if you don't have the KBOO app yet, you can go to the your little app store and actually find that one. And when you donate today, we actually have amazing thank yous, ways to thank you. Would you talk, Jack, about the exhibit of Christopher Francisco, who is also a KBOO volunteer, because this is what you do when you donate to KBOO. You support Indigenous journalism as well. 877-500-5266.
Yes, if you come down to Southeast 8th Avenue, you can check out the exhibit For Those Yet to Come, Water is Life. It's a photo exhibit by KBOO volunteer and friend of the show, Christopher Francisco, of the pictures from Standing Rock throughout the movement depicting the struggle and militarized response. So for your donation of $60 or more during our show from 6 to 7, you can get a print of one of these photos. And if you're curious what they look like, you can go to facebook.com/Rose City Native Radio. We have posted pictures of what these prints look like. They are beautiful, with amazing slogans like Water is Life, and other ones.
Yeah, Indigenous Resistance.
Indigenous Resistance. And I mean, they're beautiful. So they're 15x9. And again, for your donation of $60 or more, you can get one of these amazing prints. And also come down to the station and check out the exhibit. These are some really powerful black and white photos. So 877-500-5266. Call now to get your print.
And I was informed that any new or increasing amounts when you become a member will be matched dollar per dollar during our hour. So if you donate $5, that will be $10 to help us out. Wow. If you want to donate $60, that's $120, and everything helps. Yes. And we're very grateful for anything that you can donate. If it's one time, if you want to become a member. And speaking of becoming a member, if you become a member now, and you will be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing fulfills your medical and recreational cannabis needs. You'll win a $200 gift certificate from Jane PDX in Portland. We're offering a new prize every day of the drive. Call 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win. go to kboo.fm for rules and regulations.
So again, 877-500-5266 is the number to call, and any donation you can give is great. But if you donate $60 or more, again, you can get a fantastic black and white print of these powerful images from Standing Rock, as well as doubling your donation because we have that match. So your donation of $60 is doubled, and that's extremely important to help support the wonderful voices of Portland as a whole. In these times, we need to hear the voices of the people. KBOO brings you those voices of the people. They train you, they nurture you, they love you. We love you. You're a family. Again, the number is 877-500-5266. And if you're curious what the prints look like, facebook.com/Rose City Native Radio. Thank you, Nick and Delphine, and bringing it back to the show. This is Jamila Woods with Bubbles here on Rose City Native Radio.
Quietly out of trouble, trouble. They call you shy, always ask why you listen before you speak. Black girl brains filled with bubbles, bubbles, jumping.
They call it a pipeline, but those on the front lines know that black snake was sent for us to grow, to shed the skin our ancestors pray of wounds old and calloused, so that we may stay, so that we may unite, unity our tool. No weapons are found in this court of rule. Men becoming ki'ai, steadfast in their guard, protecting women's hearts as their song become roots. Roots to cast out healing for all sentient beings. To honor sacred mother, heart forward we heal. The salmon will run, the mauna will breathe, the rivers will flow. The rainbow is here, and prophecy tells us all generations will hear.
Nations and our people that been living here for thousands of years.
Stand up.
We've been fighting for our freedom since the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria.
Stand up.
Like Geronimo, Sitting Bull, Red Cloud, Crazy Horse, Lennon Peltier.
Stand up.
Now they poisoning the waters for our sons and our daughters, so we on the frontier.
We one,
one nation, one cause, one people, one tribe. Now it's us against the pipeline. Get on your feet for Standing Rock, and we'll show you how strong we could be when we unify.
To all my native people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my tribal people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my native people, to all the original people, to all my indigenous people, recognize yourself, keep your head up.
Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. was winning this game on planet Earth. It's been spinning, we've been living and dying, but giving birth the first of many nations, celebrating them days when all that got made came after what God made. These days we cater to these internet memes, internet streams. It seems them streams aren't clean. We need the whole story seen. We're hassling before water has gasoline in it. Malcolm X moment, Martin Luther King with a dream and war boning. Wounded knee plus Alcatraz, doggone it. This is for the rock, with prayers we stand on it.
Oh yeah, we playing on it, the earth we camp on it. In a sweat lodge, singing our songs with grandfathers. Heat rocks all in the spot, we splash on them. With a beatbox from my boy, be jam on it. Said a prayer for the black snake killers. Train on the front lines, they are the realest. Stand for your people, stand for your family. Stand with Standing Rock, stand for humanity.
It takes a group of people who actually care about, you know, Mother Earth and life and water being sacred and the land being sacred, to say we stand up.
To all my native people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my tribal people, recognize yourself, keep your head up. To all my native people, to all the original people, to all my indigenous people, recognize yourself, keep your head up.
Net a weapon, a cat, chicken, doggle, dog, what the shoot, tala, deal up the lock, old chip, tala.
Mini Wachoni, water is life.
Mini Wachoni,
water is life.
Water is life. Water is life.
Water is life.
I stand
with Standing Rock.
I stand with Standing Rock.
I stand with Standing Rock. Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
I stand with Standing Rock. Stand up.
Up the giant, we won't go quiet.
To all my tribal people,
don't mistake our peace as we stand defiant.
To all my native people,
it's the calm before the storm and I can hear it coming.
To all my tribal people,
I'm ready for the battle when we ain't running.
Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up.
History is on a sad repeat. Is it liberty or we just acting free? As our land depletes from these hands of greed. See, fate is found, how we face the hounds. Take a vow for these sacred grounds. Make a sound that'll shake them out. Say aloud, what can save us now?
What can save us now?
That was Taboo with Stand Up for Standing Rock. Joining me in station is always DJ Yellow Horse. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. So, you know what number to call. If you love what you're hearing, if you're feeling the music today, if you're feeling good, give us a call, 877-500-5266. And again, for your kind donation of $60 or more, you can get a print from this art photo exhibit that we have for those yet to come, Water is Life, taken by activist Christopher Francisco, friend of the show. Christopher Francisco is Diné and was out at camp when the National Guard forcefully removed natives from their own land. And we have pictures of what those prints look like, so go to facebook.com/Rose City Native Radio. Pick whichever one you would like and give us a call, 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. I love that song, by the way, the one I just played. Taboo, Stand Up for Standing Rock. There's a lot of great artists involved with that song. And it's just, I just like the chorus, you know?
Yeah, I definitely do as well. And that song definitely started a trend across a lot of America, and I'm so happy for that. And I always bring it back to music because that's the thing I know about this show. And I wanted to say that earlier we were playing Jamila Wynn. She's this black artist that is talking about DAPL as well. And we get to talk about these things because not only we are indigenous, but we have priorities and we have issues that not only span ourselves, but other communities as well. And that is KABU. Mm-hmm. KBOO is community. KBOO is Portland community. KBOO is the voice of Portland and its community. And I cannot stress that enough. I cannot say enough that KBOO is synonymous with community. We are your community radio. We let the community have their voice heard. My voice, Jack's voice, everybody else's voice here that volunteers to show that they are Portland and that we are a part of you all. And that is supported by members and donations that is given by everybody that gets to listen from the community. And you can do so by calling 877-500-5266 and join our community, join our family, and you will help not only my voice, but every other minority and marginalized voice out here in Portland have something to say on FM radio waves. And I am so happy for every contribution and every donation and every member that helps me give my voice to Portland, because it is a voice that is not well received and not well heard anywhere else on FM radio. And again, you can do that by calling 877-500-5266.
This is Dell. Thank you, Nick. 877-500-5266 for this community radio station is a concept that is mind-blowing in my opinion, because as Nick just said, his voice is on the FM. It's also on the World Wide Web through KBOO.FM forever, because we podcast as well, also on your mobile phone. And the reason why is because this has been our mission. This is the mission that KBOO members support, to share the voices of the unheard and underserved communities. That's what we do. All the unheard voices, you will hear them here. And you know that's why you tune in. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And I want to say that we have a lot of members who know about the power of community radio, and they have put a match together. We have some members who have given in advance so that we can match whatever amount you are donating right now through Rose City Native Radio, dollar per dollar. So please become a new member or renew your membership if you are already a member right now at 877-500-5266. And we would love to thank you when you do so with a print, a beautiful print from an exhibit that we currently have at KBOO. If you would like to come check it out, you are welcome. We are at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. But one of our volunteers, Christopher Francisco, was at Standing Rock all of last year, and he documented the struggle and the militarized response with black and white film. And now his photos are exhibited at KBOO, and you can get a print poster of one of the photos if you donate $60 now to KBOO. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to talk to our volunteers about it. And maybe $60 is too much for you right now and you would like to give it $5 at a time every month. We can work this out as well. Actually, we like when we know what's coming our way. So that's a great way to donate as well. 877-500-5266. We are trying to raise $175 in the next 8 minutes, and I know that we can do it with you, because you love Rose City Native Radio, you love KBOO, you support Indigenous programming and everything else. And also, Nick, is there another drawing that folks can enter when they donate right now?
Yes, if you become a member now, you'll be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing fulfills your medical and recreational cannabis needs. You'll win a $200 gift certificate from Jane PDX in Portland. We're offering a new prize every day of the drive. Call 877-500-5266 now to be entered for a chance to win. Go to kboo.fm for rules and restrictions.
And now back to the music. This is Frank Wallen with Oil for Blood here on Rose City Native Radio.
To Lupe for giving us hope in this La Jota Sue. All red, everything, red nation rising. Yeah. Revising our story, they're televising. Child of the plains, I see 2020. Yeah. Poverty, porn, TV, pimpers for money. Nah. Hell, Diane Sawyer, I am a warrior. Yeah. Give me your camera, send pal to your lawyer. Free all my people, get them out of prison. Yeah. Take them to Sundance, show them how we're living. Right. Give youth an outlet, disadvantaged prodigies. Feed these Republicans all our commodities. Put them on the res from the day they're born. They won't survive cause their cancer is airborne. Put them in our schools, put them in our shoes. Take away their money and give them our booze. Red, make everything red. Words of my ancestors up in my head. Food for thought, our kids underfed. Your oil is mud, they want the earth dead. Oil for blood, oil for blood. Making you rich, you soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean. That oil is mud, Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, red, red. Dead. Red, dead. Red. I can't afford to leave the res. Government has got me trapped. The leadership need a tip. And most of my tribal leaders whack. They don't wanna hear that. They just wanna chill. I'm sick, I'll go to IHS and get a pill. For real? Like a song without a title. Yeah. Feel forgotten, like slaves picking the cotton. Forever tribal, with no connection to the Bible. Flying, people rotting, sometimes I'm suicidal. Feeling like no exit, generation ish. Text messaging, sex, what I connect with. Technology, get this world to acknowledge me. My ancestors studied numbers and astrology. Like Lakota philosophy, keep them haters off of me. Keystone XL, you smell like an atrocity. To my home and my ancestors, I'm loyal. Build that pipeline and I'm burning down your oil. Oil for blood, oil for blood. Making you rich, you soil my love. Oil for blood, my mother is clean, that oil is mud. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Keystone, everything's red. Pipeline, now everything's dead. Everything's red, everything's red. Red, red, red. Dead. Red, dead. Red.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. Again, that number is 877-500-5266. We'll see you next week, Indian Country.
Day. chasing my